Welcome back. Michael Warren Thomas here. It's For Love of Food at SavorLife.com, and had some amazing creme brulee last night. My daughter made it from a New York Times recipe, and the New York Times recipe has lots of favorable comments. It's a pretty straightforward recipe, and it's going to be a little dangerous because if it is relatively easy to make, I might end up making it quite a bit this winter. But it was spectacular, and just the right amount of sugar caramelized on top. And one of the things the recipe said was to leave it in the refrigerator for several hours to set and chill. And we couldn't wait that long. We waited, I guess, maybe 2 hours, but it was still, that it wasn't cold. It wasn't warm either. It was just right, really. And I've had some creme brulee at restaurants where they take it out of the refrigerator and they caramelize the top and serve it, and it's cold. The custard, and this was just magically. I'm not even sure what temperature it was. It wasn't cold, wasn't warm. It was just perfect. And I often see creme brulee, on menus with fruit and flavorings, and people want to jazz it up and make it something different. This just the pure classic creme brulee is such a beautiful dessert, and you can make a bunch of them and put them in the refrigerator and then bring them out as you want to eat them. But I could get really hooked on them. I'm gonna have to be careful about that. Also got our wine CSA shipment this week from Sheldrake Point this month. So this wine CSA is based out of Ithaca, features Finger Lakes wines, and each month three selections from a different winery. First winery was November, that was Boundary Breaks. It was Dr. Constantine Frank in December, and had a lovely sparkling wine. And then for January, it's Sheldrake Point is the featured winery, and they provided three wines. And Sheldrake is well known for ice wine. They've won major international awards for their ice wine in Australia, competing against dessert wines and ice wines from around the world. And they make several different ones, but great to get an ice wine from Sheldrake as part of this. Also Riesling and their Merlot. And they're going to have a virtual tasting for members of the Wine CSA on Saturday, January 30th. So a week from today, 5 p.m., they did this with Megan Frank also, and with Bruce Murray at Boundary Breaks. So each month there's a virtual tasting and some bargains on ordering wine from that winery. I joined partly because I want to see which wineries are participating and get some wines that I might not ordinarily purchase. I love ice wine, and I have several bottles of it because I don't tend to drink it. I tend to stash it away, and it's going to be as good or maybe better in the future. So there's no rush to drink the ice wine, but it's one that I tend to save rather than open. And so now I've got a new one. I have a couple older ones. I think ice wine or late harvest wines from like 2002, I think. And, of course, that'll be 20 years old next year. So that one, I think, is from Heron Hill. Might have to open that one. We did have a bottle of sparkling wine from Dr. Constantine Frank to celebrate the inauguration this past Wednesday. It was delicious. I drove down to Dr. Constantine Frank to pick up wine for the inauguration celebration, and got several of their sparkling wines. They have a really nice setup at the winery. They're not currently doing tastings, but they have this, and their tasting or their sales area is they pick out the wines and box them for you, and then bring them over to the side of the building so you can get them into your car more easily than carrying them out the door. And they have a big plexiglass area that separates their sales staff from the customers right now. One of the nicest and really carefully designed setups that I've seen. If I worked at Dr. Constantine Frank, I would feel pretty safe about dealing with the customers that are coming in. So I picked up some other wines, some reds, several sparkling wines, and it seemed somewhat like one of the ideal sparkling wines to have for the inauguration, made by the son of an immigrant who came here with virtually nothing. Dr. Constantine Frank brought mainly books with him, and they were recently donated to Cornell by the Frank family. He very smartly thought that he would have trouble finding these books, which were in other languages than English, and figured he could get clothes here, but wouldn't be able to find these books. And he had a doctorate in oenology, ran an experimental station for grapes through two world wars, well, through World War II, at least, and came to this country in the 1950s with his family, and his son Willie was like a child when they entered the United States, and Willie is the one who started the sparkling wine side of the business. Originally a Chateau Frank, and a few years ago they brought that in under the Dr. Constantine Frank label. It was a separate company, because Willie didn't want to compete with his father, who Dr. Frank, who was making wine, but not sparkling wine. So, I guess partly a toast to immigrants, I thought it would be nice to have one of their sparkling wines, and it was just it was delicious, fantastic sparkling wine. As I said, I think last week or a couple weeks ago on the wine show, it is a great region for sparkling wine because we're a cool climate, and that's what Méthode Champenoise sparkling wine needs. There are sparkling wines made in California. Ours do really well up against those because a cool climate is what is in Champagne. And we have some great examples of them here in the Finger Lakes. So, again, if you want details on the wine CSA, look them up online. I can get you contact information, winecsa.org. You can find them there and join. And again, you get basically three bottles of wine shipped to you from a different winery each month for about $90. And then the additional perks and things with the virtual tastings, and when the region is able to open up again, really, there'll be some special tastings and other things for Wine CSA members to enjoy at these participating wineries. So winecsa.org if you want more details. Also this week, had a curated meal. It's curatemeals.com. Chris Lindstrom from Food About Town is one of the instigators of this, and they had their first meal this past Wednesday. So it's curatemeals.com. They haven't announced the next meal, but what they're doing is kind of a secret menu from a Rochester restaurant. They're going to do, I think, a bunch of ethnic restaurants, food from around the world. But they started off with Marty's Meats, a bone-in fried chicken, cornbread, mashed cauliflower with gravy, collard greens, and a side salad. And that was delicious. They're going to provide some of the proceeds. Their idea is to help support local restaurants, and this way of creating a single menu. And I don't know how many orders they got. They sold out for what they could deliver, because it includes delivery. So when they announce the next one, don't wait. But the menu is a surprise, and the restaurant is a surprise also. So they may tweak that depending on the restaurant, but it's a cool idea, and hopefully a money maker. The idea is that it's a money maker for the restaurants, because if they can do one menu and do 20 or 40 servings of it, then they stand a chance of making money on that food. It's far more difficult to make money as a restaurant when you have 20 orders for, you know, that include 15 different items on your menu. This was probably a couple dozen orders for this specific menu, so they could again hopefully make some money, get some publicity as people talk about it, and it's really one of many ideas and things that are out there to help our local restaurants. And go to curatemeals.com to get more information. They had the first fish fry of the old German house. Sean Wolf launched this this past Friday, their first one. And each Friday for a while, they don't have a specific time frame in mind at this point, but each Friday they're going to do this fish fry or fish sandwich. And some of the proceeds of that are going to go to restaurant workers. And Osmo Chardonnay is one of the options that you can purchase a bottle of that with that meal. So, which is a fantastic local Finger Lakes Chardonnay. And if you want links to that, send me a note, michael@saverlife.com. Again, it's... If whatever you can do to get takeout or gift cards or tell other people about our local restaurants, it is one of the industries that is suffering the most during this pandemic, and we are still quite a few weeks, several months away from really getting out of this as vaccine production starts to ramp up. Much faster than it has been. You know, if you have recommendations, email me, Michael at SaverLife.com. I saw a note that our local bakery here in the 19th Ward, which is new, is Molecular, that they started doing an Oreo cheesecake. I think they, from the post I saw, they found some gluten-free Oreos that have come on the market, I guess, fairly recently, or they just found out about them. And so it's a entirely gluten-free bakery. Molecular is in Brooks Landing, right by just across the river from the University of Rochester. And they sold out their Oreo cheesecake. So everything they do is gluten-free, including they have pizza and calzones and lots of desserts. And as I mentioned last week, their crust for cherry crostata and pecan tart, a couple other things, sweet potato pie. The crusts that they do, the gluten-free crusts, are really outstanding. Some fantastic crusts. Also, speaking of crust, got out one of the frozen Herd Orchards pies that we have. I'd stashed a couple for the winter and had that as part of our inauguration celebration, Herd Orchards apple pie, which made the house smell amazing. And the crust on that is not gluten-free. Herd Orchards doesn't do gluten-free baking. The crust was just amazing, and the filling not too sweet, not too much, or really much filler at all. Like it was just the best apple pie one could imagine. So I got to check in with Amy and see whether they're not open during the winter. But if you wanted to get a couple of frozen apple pies, they might have a couple other varieties of types of pie that are frozen, mainly apple. You could probably contact them and see if you could set up a time to meet her there. Not sure that she's going to be able to do that this month, maybe. It may need to wait until March or April, but I'll let you know next weekend. Because we will be out of their pies. We'll probably make an apple raspberry we have in the freezer next week, and then we'll be out of the frozen pies. They sell them frozen, so you can bake them whenever you like. And I think they have them. It's just a matter of their farm market's not open during the winter. So I'll let you know next weekend whether the frozen pies are available this winter or whether we have to wait till they open generally in April, May, I guess maybe May more than anything. But they have done some special Valentine's and Easter things, even though the market's not open, things that you could order. So we'll see what this winter brings from Herd Orchards. That pie was truly spectacular. If you have some great food, run into some new places, email me, michael@saverlife.com. Love to hear about them. And also went to Hunt Country Vineyards and picked up some wine from them while I was in that area by Dr. Frank. And just beautiful driving around the Finger Lakes this time of year. We'll talk a little more about waterfalls and some videos you can catch with some of the history in the Ithaca area, some of the parks and the waterfalls in the next hour on Discover the Finger Lakes. We'll be back with that and tomorrow the Grapevine, 9 a.m. here. Michael Warren Thomas, it's saverlife.com. Have a great day.